I feel like I'll be able to generate a great deal of support all throughout the state. I've made a concerted effort to go to communities throughout the state, to campaign in the city of Chicago, the collar counties, to make sure that I'm introducing myself to people, letting them know why I want to be their next attorney general, and focusing on issues that have broad appeal. So I've talked about the importance of fighting public corruption, reforming our workers' compensation system, getting back to the rule of law and depoliticizing the office, addressing the opioid epidemic, and criminal justice reform. And those are ideas that are not partisan. They're about good government and making sure that we can reform the system and get the government back to being responsive to the people. One of the key issues is public corruption. Unfortunately, that has been a bipartisan issue in our state. We've had some public corruption on both sides of the aisle, and people want a watchdog who's going to be able to hold both parties accountable. And then talking about the rule of law and why upholding the rule of law and the Constitution is important, and having those be the principles that guide our government. One of the things that women talk to me about as I've been campaigning is the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace. And it's something that I can relate to. I've been the victim of sexual harassment. And so I can talk about the need to have independent policies and investigation processes. One of the things that needs to be reformed in Springfield in particular, right now the legislative body does not have an independent process by which allegations of sexual harassment can be investigated. My opponent has been silent during these discussions, and I think the onus is upon those people who are serving to actually put in place an independent process by which allegations can actually be investigated.